Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most of us make regular donations to charities during our lifetimes, but how many of us think about making room for those charities in our wills and/or estate plans? Our next guest says there are certainly some things to keep in mind if that is your desire. Corinne Hanna is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Corinne, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So let's start by talking about, first of all, what you mean by an estate plan and how's that different from a will?
Sure. The will is part of estate documents drafted by an attorney, and that also includes trust documents that an attorney would draft. And you would need to work with an attorney to update your will or a trust document to include gifting to a charity. The other part of an estate plan would include beneficiary designations, and those would be for retirement accounts like a 401k or an IRA, or for life insurance. And you can update those designations to include giving to charity just by contacting your account custodian or your life insurance. Oftentimes that's without cost, and you would not need to involve an attorney. You could divide your retirement account or your life insurance between charities and individuals. And if you are married, you might want to talk with the company to make sure there are no restrictions about first giving your retirement account or your life insurance to your spouse before giving to charity or to other people.
Obviously, the main reason to do this through your estate plan or your will is because you want to help the community, you want to help these charities do good. What are some other advantages?
Giving from your estate plan allows you to maintain that control of your money during your lifetime. You will know that you have the monetary support that you need, and you can enjoy the growth of your assets during your life. You may be able to give more to charities at the end of your life if your money grows more than you expect. In addition, you and your heirs might receive income and estate tax benefits at your death.
So a little planning can be beneficial.
It can.
What are some other things that people need to be concerned about or aware of when they're using this strategy?
Because charities do not pay taxes, you should not make a charity a beneficiary of a Roth IRA or any other Roth retirement account, because you don't need to prepay taxes for an organization that does not owe taxes. Also, beneficiary designations are made by percentages. If you want to give a certain dollar amount to a charity, you would either need to roll over a portion of your IRA to a separate account in that dollar amount, or you might need to do some planning with your heirs and say, I would like to set aside a portion in my will of that certain dollar amount with your attorney. You might also use a donor advised fund.
You know, we had one of your colleagues in here recently talking about donor advised funds, Abby Mason, and she talked about the fact that the new tax law is maybe making these a more popular vehicle now. So tell us what a donor advised fund is, first of all, and then how that would work into an estate plan.
Sure. A donor advised fund is like a charitable checking account. So you can contribute either cash or securities from your brokerage account into this account, and then you can contribute to charities directly out of that account. You can have these at a local community foundation or at an investment custodian like Vanguard or Schwab. And then you can name a donor advised fund as a beneficiary of your retirement account or from life insurance. You get the same tax benefit naming a donor advised fund as naming a charity outright in your beneficiary designation. Then you can ask the successor custodian of your donor advised fund to give a certain dollar amount to charities after you die. You might want to include your children or other family members and friends. You can also ask them if you would like them to use your donor advised fund after your death to support your own charitable wishes or to support their charitable wishes after your death. If you do not name a successor custodian, your donor advice fund will likely go into your custodian's endowed giving.
All right, Corinne, great information. Thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Sure.
Corinne Hanna is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.